Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ron, you ever been to the Boom Boom Room, the after-hours club on the South Side? I hear that you're a regular there. I hear you show up there around 4 a.m. every Saturday. Is that true or not?
You know, it's so funny you said that because I was thinking the same thing when you said that. I wonder if that was one of Starkey's hangouts, the Boom Boom Room. No, I can honestly say I've never been to the Boom Boom Room. And no matter what happens, I got to figure that Aaron Donald probably wished he hadn't have been there the other night, no matter how this all turns out.
Yeah, whatever the story is, I would imagine he may not be at the Boom Boom Room anytime soon. So I'm driving around innocently a couple of days ago. We have Jay Caulfield on the line here, Stanley Cup champion. And Pierre Maguire comes on, Jay, as he often does, as he does every week with the PM guys. And suddenly, okay, toward the end, he's complimenting yourself, Phil Bourque, Bob Airey, and talking about what professionals you were, willing to do anything for the team. And then he throws in, unsolicited, how hard you were willing to work on certain aspects of your game and how he inadvertently became involved in you working on certain aspects of your game. And he told a story, and I want to play for you the story and then get your reaction. Are you game for this?
Okay. All right.
he doesn't sound too excited there, Joe. Oh, okay.
Here okay, we go. I guess whether you're game or not, we're moving ahead here, Jay. Here we go. Here's the story.
I'll give you a good – I like to always tell you guys these great stories about my time in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
I'll leave you with this one.
Okay.
We had a two-day layover in Detroit, and Detroit had a lot of tough guys, including Bob Probert.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay Caulfield comes up to me at the hotel. We were at the Renaissance Marriott back then. And Jay says, do you mind coming to the rink? I know we don't have practice today. Can you and I just skate? I said, absolutely, Jay, no problem. So we get to the rink. We're just I'm changing in the dressing room, and he's changing. And we get out on the ice, and he brings these boxing gloves on the ice. And he says, okay, we're going to get after it. I said, okay, that's no problem. I said, just no punching in the face, all right? He said, no problem at all. So we start tying up and grappling. And, you know, Jay's really a strong man. The next day, I could not move my shoulders. I looked in the mirror when I got out of bed. He was, because I didn't have shoulder pads on, he was squeezing my shoulder so tight. He had torn all the muscles off the top of my shoulder.
Oh, God.
And they were black and blue like you couldn't believe. It was unbelievable. Oof. Just to see how strong he was. But I'll never forget that afternoon at Joe Louis Arena, I'll tell you that.
Jay, you beat up Pierre Maguire?
Oh, God. Thanks for airing that story there, Joe. I appreciate it. It's really good.
That's a great story.
Do you
remember
was
it?
Very – Pierre – Yeah, Pierre was, I do. Pierre was really, like, going into, be honest, if we look at stories, you know, we played Detroit, you know, remember, it was only once a year there and once here. And going into Joe Louis Arena was never a fun, I mean, it was literally Bob Probert or Joey Kosher, like, every time until Joey Kosher went to New York. And then I had to deal with, then they had to face him there. But whenever we had time and the guys were, our team was rolling and, there was a day off, just like you said, it was a day off, and we did go down to the arena, and I did work on my own, and we had the ice time. And Tock always, there's multiple guys that would come out and work with me. Like Rick Tock, it was when he got here, we always worked together. But Pierre was the guy there. Guys need a break, and Pierre was the guy who offered to come out and do some work with me. And he was right. I don't think he knew we were going to do this kind of stuff, but it was a mix of everything. And there is some truth to that. There is a lot of truth to what he just said. I do remember, and I was always very appreciative of Pierre to take the extra time. And I've always wanted to thank all the guys. I mean, from Bob Johnson and Craig Patrick and Tock and Mark Greinke, Kevin Stephens, they always would spend extra time working on certain skills. And I remember working that with you, because listen, when you're in that role and you're waiting in Detroit, like, there's no better name than Joe Louis. I mean, we're waiting in Detroit to play Detroit Red Wings. You kind of wanted to make sure you were as ready to go as possible, because just the way it was. And I do appreciate Pierre spending the time and him joking about it, but there was a lot of truth to what he just said. So yeah, there is truth to that.
Jay, you beat up your own teammate, Jay. Seriously.
Well, he was a coach. He was a coach.
That's even worse. You beat up the coaching staff.
Hey, Ron, I know. That sounds awful. No, but hey, he was willing and willing to work on stuff. I didn't realize it was as bad as what he said. I did not know that. He never really told me that, but he did go out on the ice with me like that, and he was great for doing it.
Did he wear his glasses during that?
No, he did not.
I think he's exaggerating too. I mean, I doubt that you tore all his shoulder muscles off. That seems a little bit overdone.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that, and he was.
I think we lost Jay.
Sure. Oh, you got me, guys. Back.
Yeah, go back to what you were saying there.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't think – I think if that happened back then, I don't think anybody would admit it. I do have one story. I do remember working with Robbie Brown this one time. And do you have time for this story, or do we have time for this?
Of course, yes.
Okay, so Robbie Brown, we were doing some extra work, and he said this was in between. So Robbie Brown wanted to come out and work on some stuff himself, like one-on-ones against the wall, and something happened. Next thing you know, Brownie's, he's got blood coming. Something happened. We just caught each other differently, and he was cut. Something happened to him. He got cut and was bleeding. And so I felt bad about it. I go, Brownie, I'm tough, you know, and then I go back home and for my pregame meal. And I met my wife, Alicia, goes, what's going on? I go, oh, Brownie got cut. He goes, what happened? I had to tell her the story. And she kind of really made sure that I called Brownie right now and apologize for what we did in our pregame skate that maybe would keep him out of the lineup that given night. So to this day, I've had, and Rob Brown will confirm this, I had to call Robbie Brown because my wife, Alicia, said, what's going on? Something like that. And I gave Brownie a call and said that my wife, Alicia, and he knew Alicia very well. So I was forced into calling Brownie to apologize for what happened in our morning skate. So there you go. I have been through this in a number of times, but guys are, again, everybody battles and they do one-on-one battles. And this one day, just Robbie Brown was in, we were in the wrong position at the wrong time and he got clipped and that's it. But I did have to call Brownie and apologize to him. And to this day, Brownie will always, he's brought that up to me a number of times. And again, he was one of the better teammates too. Robbie Brown was a great, great teammate.
Love that guy. Jay.
Hey, yeah, let me just ask one thing real quick, Joe, before we go here. You get the Flyers tomorrow night. Are they a mess or what, Jay? I mean, how bad are they playing right now? And it's got to be encouraging for the Penguins to get them when they're going like this.
I think I just attributed it all to, as I said, I believe, Ron, like I said to you a couple of weeks ago, if they limp in, and they're limping in right now, right? But you never know you don't want them to turn around on you. But if they limp in and they're not even pushing now for that fourth spot, there's going to be real trouble there in Philly. And there's going to be change, whether they've signed the guy to a long-term deal or not. So with that being said, this is all a product, purely a product of when your goaltending goes south, and you, no matter what you do, it's not working right. That's what happened there. And they thought they had their goaltending settled. They do not, and it's cost them to this time right now. And they just struggle. I mean, even when you watch their games, they battle, then a goal goes in against them, and it just deflates them. And there's no getting around it. Goaltending, it deflates a team if a soft goal gets by. You pound the guy to the other end for five shots, great opportunities. They go down and score, and I believe that is what has taken the wind out of the Flyers' sails, and they're really running out of time. I don't know what the separation is now, but they put themselves in a really, really bad spot.
Jay, we appreciate the time, man. We'll talk next week.
Okay, guys. Take care.
See you, Jay.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.